Ed Harden from McLaren Health Plan. How are you, buddy? No, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
I don't know what I just did to this thing.
Oh, that's all right. You're fine. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, Skip Young from Kia of Lansing is here. How are you?
Good morning.
All right, I'm going to hammer you guys right away, Skip. People are afraid about the price of gas. I saw it at $3.99 a couple days ago. It's back down to about $3.75 to the $3.80 area. How's that helping your business?
You know, we've got multiple lines, so Kia in particular, I hate to say it because I don't want people to have to pay more for gas. It does help me out a little bit because most of my vehicle lineup are, you know, above 30 MPG cars. My GM stores, the truck business, it's not killing it, okay, but it's starting to kind of affect it a little bit. I think people have kind of adjusted themselves to being in the mid threes, upper threes, but they're scared of, you know, peeking into the mid-fours.
You were telling me, we were talking about during the break how people are, I still see the trucks and the SUVs out there. Once it gets to $5 a gallon, that's where we could see some serious concern.
That's where, you know, you see radical buying decisions. I mean, I see people trading in Suburbans for very, very small, you know, vehicles that don't even fit their family's needs. It almost creates like a hysteria. And, I mean, I hope it doesn't go there.
Ed, Obamacare is at the Supreme Court. They are deciding whether this is legal. And as you and I have talked about many times before on the program, McLaren is going to do whatever it has to do with whatever rules and regulations are there. What are your thoughts about this? And does this do anything to business on how you're going to react to it?
Well, I think depending on how this all unfolds, you know, the issue that I see in talking with counties and cities and municipalities, a great deal of early retirees in the age between 50 and 64. And in general, those are the folks that have the highest dollar amount of claims. You know, statistically, it just spikes up when you hit 50. And so I guess my concern is, as I look at this and what the Supreme Court is going to say, is that if the exchanges, when they start in 2014, are populated with that age group to offset some of the costs for, you know, all the pressure that we've got on our cities and counties, that age group in mass goes on to the exchange. The pricing on the exchange without the offset of younger people is going to become extreme, and I don't know if it's going to be affordable long-term or sustainable.
Ed, as I watch McLaren grow to McLaren Greater Lansing and throughout the state, McLaren's really putting that brand there. But I see a huge health push with keeping folks happy, getting these baby boomers exercising and doing what. At first, I think it was proposed that this was just a way for healthcare organizations to make more money, but actually it's the opposite to get people in a healthy lifestyle.
Well, it's great for people. I mean, it's kind of inarguable that if you take better care of yourself, you're going to have a healthier and more productive life. And I think some of the aspects of Obamacare are very favorable in that direction.
Skip, when you talk about health care, and how many employees are you dealing with, not only locally, but statewide?
We've got, I think I did the math, almost 400 employees. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess our main concern, we want everyone to have health care at our store. I mean, it just makes for a great relationship, employer-employee. We want their families to, we want them to feel secure. And my biggest problem is with that, you know, minimum wage employee that we have working for us, we pay a large portion. But how is he going to afford health care?
Here's what's going to happen in 2014. The income level to be eligible for Medicaid, which is the program that's offered to people below a certain income level, goes up to $88,000 a year for a family of four. So if you make up to or below $88,000 a year, you will qualify for Medicaid. In the enrollment projections for the state of Michigan, when that clicks in, are additional 500,000 people that will be enrolled in the state of Michigan Medicaid program.
That's Ed Harden, who is Vice President of Sales for McLaren Health Plan. Also live in studio, we have Skip Young from Kia of Lansing. When people go to work for you, Skip, they're interested in those bennies, aren't they, and what they are?
It is such an important part when they're looking for a job. People actually, if they're thinking about leaving a career, they want to balance what your benefit package is.
Skip, when we were talking about the casinos, you were wondering, you know, how much do those jobs pay and what are the benefits involved in those? And that's a good question we're going to have to track down, but it's an interesting question, isn't it?
Yeah, I've just often wondered, you know, I mean, if it's going to create all these jobs, I guess we need to know what kind of living are these people going to make?
And Ed, as we talk about healthcare, it's at the Supreme Court level. Regardless of what the Supreme Court decides, I know that McLaren is poised to move forward. But what happens if Obamacare is ruled illegal?
That's a great question. I really don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Whatever the outcome, you know, we will adapt as we've expanded throughout Michigan. I think McLaren is uniquely positioned to be a part of the solution, regardless which way it unfolds. So I'm real confident there. You know what's interesting, though, is bouncing back to the $5 a gallon discussion. I am changing my distribution strategy. I mean, we are now hiring more people that are going to be working in a, you know, in the area that they live, so they're not in the car as much. We're evaluating products like Skype and how can we communicate more efficiently through a more vast geographical region. And so the gas trend is definitely changing the way that I'm structuring our sales team. We're opening up offices, you know, throughout the Michigan market. We're getting ready to open up one down Detroit now. And in part, that is to diminish the drive time that my team has to make, you know, traveling to see our customers.
And when they're on the road, instead of spending time with your customers.
Exactly.
Yep. Skip, as we move forward into the summer driving season, man, this gas thing, I know it's hard to speculate, but, you know, does it make you nervous?
You know, honestly, I think it's going to, hit a high point late spring, early summer, and then taper right back to normal. If you look every spring, early summer, it's kind of a growing trend now. You know, I hope that it's not this trend to gradually getting us all to adjust to constant increases every year. But I think it'll come back down. I really do.
Michigan, a good environment to do business from your perspective, or is there anything that could be done to make it better?
You know what? We're happy. You know, I think we've crossed the major hurdle, you know, and I mean, I'm optimistic. Kia, just February was its 18th consecutive sales record, so for February. So, I mean, huge growth.
Ed, anything the state could do to help the health industry and to help your business be more efficient and more profitable?
Well, I think we're seeing uptick in manufacturing hiring. We are being very successful in the school market where there's some cost pressure there. You know, so I'm seeing growth in within our membership of those areas. You know, obviously, getting more people hired, growing the economy is always important and helpful for what I do at McLaren Health Plan.
The hospital growth of McLaren has been interesting to watch, and especially with the branding of McLaren. How's that going?
You know, the rebrand has been incredibly successful. We've gotten a ton of positive feedback on it. Everyone now is able to say McLaren, and, you know, I think people got a little bit confused when it was Pontiac Osteopathic Hospital, you know, in Pontiac. Now it's McLaren Oakland, McLaren Greater Lansing, and I think people have come to trust and take comfort in dealing with McLaren. And so what we successfully have done is changed all our branding, and it's just made a lot of sense for us as an entity, as well as for our patients and our members.
All right. Ed Harden is Vice President of Sales for McLaren Health Plan. Skip Young is the owner of Kia of Lansing. And we thank both of you gentlemen for coming in.
Thanks, Tony.